this episode of the Naturist Living Show, more nude comedians.
This episode of the Naturist Living Show is brought to you by Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. At Bear Oaks, we offer traditional naturist values in a modern setting. Free your body, free your mind. www.bearoaks.ca.
Welcome, dear listener, to the Naturist Living Show and episode 98. My name is Stéphane Deschaine, and I am your host and the owner of Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. And if you're a regular listener and you've been listening to all the shows, you know that we had in 2013, we had our first stand-up comics nude. And I told the story at that time about how Leanne Mlodden of the Mary Janes of Comedy approached us and put on a show of stand-up comics at Bear Oaks, and they performed nude, and we interviewed them after the fact, and I will put a link in the show notes if you want to go and listen to that episode again. And it's become a regular thing. We've been doing it every year ever since. In fact, twice a year, starting in 2015, because so many comics have been wanting to do this, and all women, because the Mary Janes of Comedy are a women's troupe. So apparently women are less common in the stand-up comedy world, but in the nude comedy world, at least the nude comedy world of Bear Oaks, they are much more common than men. We've had a few men, including some this summer that came for another event, but generally it's been all women. And so this year, we had two in July and in August, and if anybody wants to come and watch, it's free if you're a member or if you pay as a visitor for the day, and we always have it during the volleyball tournaments. So come for the volleyball tournaments and stay for the stand-up comics. They have a great time. We have a great time, and you'll have a great time too if you come. But Ashley Moffat went on a show called The Todd Shapiro Show, which is on Sirius XM. It's a Canadian show about comedy and laughs and just for laughs and that kind of thing. And he interviewed her, and they talked about her experience. It was her first time performing at Bear Oaks. Most of the comedians that visit are doing it for the first time as well, because there's, as I was saying, Leanne has so many people who want to do it. And so she talked about it, and it was interesting. It was it's an interesting conversation, because it was Ashley's first time. Todd Shapiro had no experience or knowledge about it either. And so somebody sent me a link, and I listened to it, and I thought it was so neat to hear these two people who were new to the movement and were trying to understand it, and Ashley trying to express her experience and what it was like for her, and that I asked if it would be okay for me to republish it, and Todd Shapiro gave me permission, for which I'm very grateful. I'll put a link to the entire episode if you want to listen to it, plus a link to an episode of the Todd Shapiro Show where Leanne talks about, at least partially, about what she's doing in nude stand-up comedy at Bear Oaks as well. But for now, I'm just going to play you the parts where Ashley Moffat and Todd Shapiro talk about what it's like to do stand-up comedy nude at Bear Oaks. But before you start to listen, I need to give you a warning. This is one of the shows that has an explicit label. Stand-up comics use language that may be offensive to some, or may discuss topics that you're not used to seeing or hearing, rather, in normal day-to-day conversation. If you've been to a stand-up show, you know what it's like. So if you're playing this out loud and his kids in the car, you might want to turn it off if you don't want him to hear rough language, obscenities, and whatever. So, and it's the same warning we give before the stand-up show at Bear Oaks. We don't prevent them from saying anything. We don't tell them, we don't censor them in any way. But we also don't run any events at Bear Oaks that are not for families. Well, it's this may not be a show for families, but they are open for families if they want to bring their kids or let their kids go. Some parents choose to let their kids experience all these things and then explain it later. So, but for you who is listening to the podcast, if you don't want to hear foul language or you don't want to hear mature themes discussed, time to turn it off before we play the interview.
Just doing like crummy open mics, doing weird stuff. I did Leanne's nude show. She was here telling you about it.
Yeah. So Leanne Malouda, nice. What a broad she is.
Yeah, I love her.
She's cool, man. Yeah. I really enjoyed her. And I like her because we have a nice point of reference from things. We're about the same age.
Old as dust.
We're pretty. We're melting. We look terrible. Our backs are.
She looks amazing.
She looks great.
I did travel to the nudist resort with her, and she looks great for her for any age.
So talk to me, sister. So you go into this fucking lounge, this nudist resort, and it's everyone's nude.
Everyone's nude. I had ribs nude. I ate a rack of ribs nude. Did not make a mess of my shirt because I wasn't wearing one. It was amazing. Yeah. You got to carry a towel around with you everywhere you go, though, to sit on.
The only time it's fair to say you're kind of like a stripper. Because they got the lap dance towel, right?
I met a girl that gave me one with a bandana. Mm. Still got him. I can't talk about it. Anyway, it was great. We had ribs. It was great. Got rib sauce all over my towel. People were looking at my towel like I did something weird to my towel.
Like you had your period?
Yeah. And I did have my period. And I was wearing a tampon.
I never even thought to ask about that.
I didn't think about it either. I got it that day. Oh. And I was like, woof. Because I have a few jokes about how I might be pregnant. Everyone knows that I'm not pregnant if I've got this string dangling.
That's so I had unbelievable.
I can't hide anything. There's no secrets. I had to tuck my string into my butt crack for like half an hour. It was so, there's so many things you don't think about. Like for instance, I get nervous before shows and I do farts and I'm like, I can't, there's no pants. And I had no pockets. I had to tuck my lighter under my boob. Also, I have jokes about not really having boobs.
You didn't put it in the toilet?
No. I have jokes about not wearing boobs or not having boobs, but I wear a binder, right? And then we go to this nudist place. Surprise, Ashley's got double D's. Oh, no. And everyone's like, I did not know your boobs looked like that.
Yeah.
They're massive. So I couldn't do those jokes either. And I was just nude. It was fun. I got to see dudes play volleyball nude and just their wangs.
Are they allowed hitting it with the wang? Like as an extra, extra volley?
They were diving around and stuff. And I'm like, oh, you're nerds. But
yeah, I'd
like,
protect mine. I wouldn't be able to do that. Okay, yeah. I gotta digress and backtrack a little bit here. So you're doing this nudist resort. You do a comedy show, and it's all females on the bill. It's Leanne Malouden.
Yeah.
It's you.
Adrian Fish and Courtney Gilmore.
Courtney Gilmore.
Yeah.
For everything Leanne's told me is like the nudists love it.
They love it.
It's just a great show. You're nervous typically before shows. You fart. You pass gas. Boom, boom. You've done your show. You always get a great round of applause, and everything works out smooth. In this case, like, what extra nerves popped up in your head knowing that you're like full on showing everything? And Ashley Moffitt, I mean, you've been very candid, especially here on this program for our listeners, and then Chirp Fest more in a fun way, at least, that you in your past suffered a great deal of trauma, physically and mentally after, from a fire that you were pushed into.
Yeah.
And it burns on 80% of your body?
It was 65.
65% of your body?
Yeah.
That's a mark that I'm used to. I've always got sort of C and D's in my life.
C plus.
Yeah. The C plus of burns.
Was that
a difficult process for you?
I thought it would be. And then I got there, and oh boy, there was a lot of different bodies. Gotta tell you, I look pretty good. There's like just so many different bodies, and literally everybody has weird stuff. Everybody has weird stuff, and no one cares. And I to the point where I was like, well, somebody, for the love of God, please stare at my tits. They're out. Like, I love them. They look great. Look at them. But nobody's looking. Everybody's looking at your face and you're just nude. And it's, I'm a nudist now. That's one afternoon. That's all it took. The next day I went to the park with my friends, tits out. Love it.
Good for you. You know, I and that's what a nice way of putting it is that we is like the ignorant ones. We're the ignorant ones. People are ignorant. The regular civilians who think we have a voice on Facebook and Twitter and all this bullshit and fighting Nazis and fighting Antifas and fighting all these people and everyone freaking out and shit. Sometimes we don't just actually look into ourselves with a little bit more depth and say, man, could we ever go to a nudist resort and not look at tits and vag and dicks and all this kind of stuff? And how freeing that they're so used to it, these people, and that we deem it sometimes it's a little too sexual or it's dirty or it's gross. Yeah. And it's like, no, it's people just being them.
Yeah.
And it's not about orgies and it's not
sex.
About, it's about just being true to yourself. And isn't that a nice way of being in touch with yourself? That's a really nice way of putting it.
If the only time you see people naked is when you're doing it, obviously it's going to be sexualized, but if you're just seeing naked people all the time, like at first I was like, there's kids there. That's weird. But then I was like, they're at such an advantage. These kids, they're just seeing like all these nude people all the time. So when they finally like lose their virginity, I'm looking at these dweebs. I'm just kidding. They'll already have seen like, you know, hundreds of nude people, and they won't have these weird expectations of like what a woman's body will look like because they've seen like everything.
That's interesting because I've always struggled personally with trying to accept the fact that you could be in a nudist family resort and understand that there might be, you know, new children. I didn't even actually think about it for this, but there, I guess it is a family resort.
It was a family resort and they don't put age restrictions on any of the events. And, like, one of the worst things you can deal with as a comic is to have kids in the audience.
Yeah.
A worse thing is to have nude kids in the audience. And sure enough, front row, two, like, preteen girls and then a young boy and then, like, just a straight-up family.
And see, I'm still, that I might be uncomfortable with. More the content of the shows, I guess.
The content of the shows. And we told them. And I was like, I'm filthy. I am filthy. And then they just stayed anyways. And it was so weird. And then all of a sudden these kids, these two girls were being bratty. And I was like, you guys are jerks. And they were just yelling
like,
at
listen
them
to the show, right?
And I was like, I just saw your dad's dick burn.
It's really interesting. You know, I still think that's, I don't know.
It's hard. It's a different lifestyle. And I try to wrap my head around it too. But then
I guess you shouldn't judge if like they have safe communities and like it's totally.
It seems so positive.
Yeah.
It really did.
The only way I'll liken it is that, you know, like once you have a family, you know, like there are times obviously where, and every single parent has been through this time, typically in this day and age now, where like you've come out of your shower and your little kid ran in and brushed his teeth or whatever. Yeah. And you just don't think of it in any other way other than like you're just family going about your daily business.
Yeah.
So if that's the way they look at each other as all one big family.
It seemed that way.
Maybe. I still don't know if I could ever put my kid in a situation like that.
Yeah.
And I don't think I would even, like, you know, I just, but I mean, I don't want to, I've learned in life, Ashley, I really don't want to judge other people's business.
That's awesome.
Especially if they're not fucking offending me.
Yeah.
Because they're not wearing sheets and saying no Jews over at this family. You know what I mean? So So I don't want to fucking judge them.
No matter what they're doing, that's fine. But I will say, don't bring your kids to a comedy show.
Yeah, right?
That's the only thing
I have
a problem
with. Isn't that interesting?
Like, you know, have nude kids. That's fine. Do whatever you want. Don't bring them to a comedy show.
What are the laws based around? I guess the law, it's legal, I guess, to have family nude. There's certain areas that you can only do. You know, you would only do it in the same way you can only, even like an adult can be nude, you know.
No, you'd get in trouble if you went bottoms off anywhere, not at a nudist place.
You think the world would be a better place if we were all bottoms off and just sort of like.
It would just be regular then.
Because then it wouldn't be sexual.
Yeah, it wouldn't be sexual. It'd just be regular.
We're getting a phone call. Bilal's getting so excited. Do you want to put him on air? Or you got to screen it? Bilal's going to screen a phone call. He gets very excited. It could just be a wrong number or someone canceling their subscription.
I hope I'm not in trouble.
Yeah. See, at the screening pros, we need a bigger studio. I need Bilal out of here. Okay. Okay.
The wrong number.
I don't know what happened. The person didn't want to go on air. Anyway, wrong number. Who knows? So anyway, long story short, you can call us, by the way, 1-877-965-2844. I don't open up the phones enough. 1-877-965-2844. Did the set go well? Were you funny?
I had the best time.
You did.
I had the best time. I barely did material. I was just like asking them questions and just having a blast. It was so fun.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. Right? Because you could just like it. It's you don't really want to trip the audience. You want to learn with the audience.
I had so many questions, and dumb questions too.
Like what?
Who does the landscaping here, and are they nude?
I know.
I wanted to know.
I don't want big scissors near my Johnson.
Yeah. It was beautiful grounds, and I was like, who does this, and are they nude? And they're like, yeah, sometimes we'll cut the grass nude. I'm like, are you talking industrial trimmers? And they're like, no, you need pants for that. That's when clothes aren't a social construct. They are important.
What about when they cook food?
Well,
oil splatters and shit.
Yeah, the guy who owns the place was like, we were like, oh, what about if you're cooking bacon? And he's like, if you're naked all the time, your body is just like becomes a giant callus. Like, you wear wimps because we're always wearing clothes. If you weren't wearing clothes all the time, you would just get used to it. I don't know. He was really cool. And he was totally nude.
Imagine that, Bilal. Cooking naked. But bacon as well.
Yeah, well, I was just saying the cooking in general takes a lot of time and effort and organization. So I'm just still wrapping my head around that part of it.
Could you ever be a part of a nudist resort?
I'm trying to think if I could ever find my strainer again for pasta. I don't know where that thing went. Lest we forget.
Could you ever be?
No, I couldn't.
Have you checked your butt, by the way? But
no, it was a big strainer.
Have you checked your butt, by the way? No. You don't think you could ever do it?
No, I have eczema and stuff. I could never.
But it's did you not listen to Ash? I know. Uh-uh. How dare you? What an insensitive Ash.
No, it's fine.
I'm sure you have a beautiful body.
I'd be too self-conscious.
Take off your shirt.
Let's see. No, not do that.
Come on, take off your shirt. Nope.
I was self-conscious, even though I have a shirt underneath too. I was freaking out. But then when you get there, if you're not nude, you feel weird.
Yeah, that's one thing if you're there.
And like, I'm telling you, man, you would be like a hot commodity there. I think there is a lot of different bodies, and I think a little bit of dry skin isn't gonna freak anybody out.
I don't know if my eczema was like better, like if it was maybe. I don't know. If I had it under control more, I would.
So it's probably... about your is it eczema or eczema?
You're probably right. It's probably eczema.
Isn't it eczema?
Yeah, I say eczema, which is.
Yeah, I don't know why you say that.
I don't know. Yeah, it is eczema.
The CNE eczema, but this. Hey, you're going to the eczema to ride, but. What's cool about you? You're not worried about having your dingling hanging out though.
No, I'm not as worried about that.
That's good for you.
What? Yeah. You've seen... have you had your donger out? Has anyone seen it?
I guess not, no.
Do you have a dingling? Do you have a dick?
Yes.
show us your dick.
Show us. Windmill it.
It won't translate well on
Pedro,
radio.
Do you have a dick?
I have 8.
Ashley Moffat is 8. Pedro?
Yes, of course.
Can we see it?
No.
No, okay. I'm just asking. Well, I don't know. That's a good point. It just is a question. I don't know. I'd probably show my dick right now if you asked to see it.
No. Do
okay.
it.
I'll do it after. If we black, you know what? Because we're in the corporate offices, I don't want to get in trouble. But would you go to a nudist resort, Pedro?
No.
So firm, even after hearing how freeing and open it was for Ashley?
Yeah. To each their own, right? Each person makes their own decisions of what they want to do.
What about this? Okay, how about this?
Okay.
The TFC do a huge promotion. Okay? They're trying to recruit new fans, and they do a meet and greet at a nudist resort, and Javenko or Jinvajidis or whatever his name is, and Bradley and Who's that guy I love?
Aldador.
Aldador and his huge, massive hog.
They're doing a meet and greet, but meat is spelled with an A.
They're doing this crazy meet and greet, and it's like, it's not only our soccer balls. In quotes, would you? And, but you got to meet, the fans also got to be like, then Pedro Duguhan?
No.
Come on, dude.
What would it take?
I've already been to meet and greets already.
All right. Okay, what about, is there a soccer player you love that's not in the MLS?
Messi.
Okay, so Messi signs with the TFC, and he does a special meet and greet, a one-time only. People don't realize him and his Portuguese life. Is he Portuguese?
He's Argentinian.
Argentinian, sorry, I don't know. So his Argentinian lifestyle is all about acceptance and openness and new resorts. So he'll do the meet and greet there. Then would you do it? No. One-time only offer.
Pedro, what if I personally invited you? Answer.
To what?
To the nudist place.
No.
Oh.
Come on, for Ashley Moffey, you wouldn't do this?
Got burned again.
Okay, what about this? Because you're a virgin. 10 ladies. They're like 25 to 35, okay? And they're all nudists, and they're like, you know, they're like good-looking ladies. They're all different, and they're diverse and fun, and they're all like, we want to meet Pedro naked, and... And one of us will have sex with him if he comes out to meet us. Then would you do it? But you got to hang out a whole weekend first.
Yes.
Hey, we're getting them there. 10 ladies, call in now. The phones are open.
We need 10 nudists. So only 10 nudists. Who's got 10 nudists? You got 10 nudists? We need 10 nudists. Got 10 nudists over here. 10 nudists. Good for you, Pedro. Ash, I'm really happy for you.
Thank you.
I don't think I'd be able to do it.
Okay.
That's cool. As honest as, as much as I make a joke, I don't think I could get up there.
It's a lot. Not for everybody.
Yeah.
But for me, I think it's forever. I love it.
You shaved the veg?
I did. And you know what? Typically, I don't.
Yeah, you feel a little extra pressure, right?
Because I'm a leser and I don't super care. But then I felt a bit of pressure and I was like, I'll leave a bit. And then I just kept goofing it up. So then I had to take the whole thing down.
You did?
Yeah. Bear.
I would have wrote ha ha ha.
Yeah.
Wow.
It still feels weird in my jeans. That's right, listeners. I'm not wearing panties. No, it feels weird having everything. Like, I don't shave my legs, and I shave my legs for it.
You did, and you went all out.
Yeah, but just, like, the patches of my legs.
Did you get eczema from shaving? Did anyone mention to you anything, like, after? Like, hey, I noticed you're...
No.
Never came up.
Never came up.
That's nice.
Yeah.
I'd be that guy. I'd be that fucking asshole. Like, by the way, I noticed, like...
What happened?
Yeah, I'd be that guy.
I didn't talk about it either because I thought I would, and I only had 20 minutes, but I ended up doing half an hour because I'm a diva, and then I was just talking about other things, and before I knew it, my time was up. So I was like, all right, bye.
Huh.
Yeah, and then I walked back to the car naked. I did not want to get
dressed. Stay a whole day?
We got there early, like, had dinner. Leanne went in the hot tub. We just, like, wandered around and stuff.
And you're nude the whole time?
Nude the whole time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you.
Yeah. It was like there was a buffet-style dinner, and we had to, like, wait in line just, like, fully naked.
Yeah.
Just holding our paper plates, getting ribs.
Were there any really hot chicks there?
Yes, there was.
And was it hard not to, like, make note of that? Like, that would be my fear. I'd see, like a lady that looked like my wife, say.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah.
That would be hard.
And yeah, it would be hard. Exactly.
She's a good-looking lady.
And then I'm just wondering, do guys not naturally, or like even if you're gay or lesbian, whatever, see someone that would appeal to you? Yeah, that's what I'd be afraid of.
Well, that's natural too, but they have rules, and you got to be cool about it.
But what if you just get a boner? Like I get boners.
If you get a boner, they call them. Like, you got to be casual about it. So you got to have, like, a casual boner. You just sit or whatever. I don't know. What do you...
Hey, Ashley, when it's my boner, it's never casual.
Never casual. I don't know. I guess you just, like, hide it, tuck it.
Did you notice any dudes with a big heart on?
No. However, It was kind of chilly that day, so there was a lot of like shriveled up.
God, I never even thought about dongs. That would suck.
They were, yeah, they were like, I'll be honest with you, I was looking at dongs. I'm a curious gal.
Yeah.
So anytime there was a dong, I would look at it for a second. I would just look. I don't get to see a dick every day.
I look at dicks every time I take a pee in a washroom. I sort of, if there's a guy next to me, I totally take a look at his dick. I don't care. Yeah. I have no, I admit that. Every guy does it. Pedro, you never done that? Pedro?
No, I don't.
You never taken a pee and just sort of glanced over at like the old dude next to you, a real old dude, and you go, I wonder what it's going to look like in 30 years.
Every dick is a snowflake, and it'll make you feel, better about your own dick because they're all, I'll tell you, they're all very different. And then we're walking down the path, and then we see this just like, I don't know, he must have been like 19, 20, and this guy had a long hog. It was enormous. And then he's like, hey, you guys part of the comedy show? And I was like, oh, like I couldn't talk to him. And I was like, damn right I would be a nudist if I was this dude. Like always, just always.
He was like David. He was the statue. He was
he was just, that thing was, and just a gorgeous nude man.
Wow.
But I was so cool and mature about it, and I only looked at it for a second, and I am a nudist woman and very mature, and I didn't laugh for like 10 minutes after. I was so giggly the whole time.
That amazes me. Blau, you never look at a guy's dick when they're peeing next to you?
No, I don't even pee standing up. I'm not a fan of that.
Are you not kidding?
No, I'm serious. I don't like pee.
See, I pee sitting down every time I'm at home, but never, like, the least amount of time that I can sit on another seat where people have sat on.
But I wipe it down, like, aggressively, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe not shake your hand anymore.
Yeah. I do avoid it whenever I can, but.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. So you never look at over again?
No, that's not even an option.
You never once peed in a stall?
Oh, sure. I guess.
If you go to a stall where you shut the door, will you sit down still?
Oh, yeah.
You still sit down?
Yeah, I still sit down.
Huh.
I don't know. It's just that's all I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
I desperately want to have a penis and pee off the side of a boat. That's all I want.
It's awesome.
I hate sitting down to pee. I hate it.
You're peeing in a sink, like a big lineup in the guys' lineup and the girls, and you just pop into the guys, pee in a sink?
No.
No?
Not yet. I've got plans later.
Well, what an interesting story. Live stand-up at a nudist resort, and Ashley Moffat killed it. Mm-hmm. That's so great.
So they take a break and they talk about a bunch of other things and their sponsor messages and other discussions. And then later on the show, another guest joins them, Carol Zockley, another comedian. And not very long to the discussion, here comes naturism again.
Earlier, Ashley Moffat, Carol, was telling us how she just performed at a nudist resort.
Oh,
yeah,
is that the Leanne?
Yeah.
Okay, I got it.
Would you ever do that?
I would never do that. I would I don't even get naked for myself. I would never, even like in front of the mirror, I'm wearing clothes. I'm wearing black, so I'm thinner. Okay? Would never. I don't think I can do that.
What if you, what's the amount of money she would have to pay you to do it?
Oh,
if
yeah.
It's paid, but what's the dollar amount to do naked stand-up?
I'm sweating only thinking about it.
Because can hold you accountable, right? You say it, so it better be high.
Yeah. Then some listener will call him, Carol, I got you. I got you.
You want to do stand-up in my hotel room for $1,000 now?
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't believe that some people will pay a lot of money. Just to be honest. I'm just being honest. I'm not even being self-deprecating. And like, if you have this kind of money, I will tell you, choose another woman. I will be better for you. You know what I mean?
Not if they're not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a comedy show at the end of the day.
It's still a comedy show, yes.
See, body positive.
Yeah. But what? How was it? How was your experience?
Oh, it was a hit.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a nudist now.
Yeah, but I think so. Those like those nudist people, they don't care, right?
They don't care. They don't. Yeah, nobody was even looking at me. I was so disappointed.
Ah,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
What I feel like the
what a waste. Sorry, like yeah. You do like guys like or girls like do workouts before they get there. Like, yeah. All right, I gotta be in shape, and then you get there and like they don't even look.
Yeah.
I know a girl, a friend of mine. She is a naturist, but she is gorgeous. So like, oh, easy for you. oh, so hard. but the picture I have from naturist is like those German middle-aged guys, you know, they're always naked in parks. Do you have ever seen
yes,
that?
Yes, it's exactly that. That's yeah. exactly what I saw.
Okay. German people love to be naked in parks. I don't know what happens.
Yeah, as long as they're not, like, just hanging out by school grounds or something. Yeah. That's, like, so creepy, right? I forget. Can't remind me. I'm so sorry. Where are you from again originally?
I'm from Brazil.
Brazil. Okay. Yeah. I thought that, but then Argentina was screwing me up earlier because of Messi. Honest to God.
Never say I'm from Argentina, please. Right? My friend here's saying yes. And everybody hates them.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. But Brazil's a very freeing, like, sexual... I guess nudist isn't sexual, though, but, like, a freeing culture, aren't they? Like,
I think we have the carnival. That's it. That's it. In the carnival, there's those naked women dancing, blah, 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 and that's what it showed to the world.
But you have a lot of nude beaches, right?
Yeah.
So that's halfway there.
That I think that's the Brazilian bikini. That is very small. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't even go to the beach there. When in Rio, I stay in the hotel. I don't even. I can't do that.
I think that was the first movie I ever pleasured myself to, was Blame It on Rio. Remember that movie?
I don't know. Is it talking about porn?
No, that's Mike in Brazil. That's entirely different. Mike finds some really interesting women in Brazil, I tell you. You saw it? What's that, Pedro? Which one movie?
The one you just talked about. Blame It on Rio.
Oh, I thought you said Mike in Brazil.
Came out in 1982.
Really? Yeah, there are a lot of boobs in that movie. Yeah, it was crazy. I remember my dad was watching it. I was like, oh, it's a great movie.
A Brazilian movie or?
No, just Michael Caine was in it. Demi Moore was in it.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
You know that
about?
Old movie? There's cheating going on, and the one guy cheats with the guy's his friend's daughter and stuff.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was. I mean, she was like 25 or something. Yeah. But she had nice. She had a great set of tits too on her, didn't she? But anyway. Blame It on Rio, yeah. Page Bilal's jerking off to the cover.
Blame
right
it
now.
On Rio. Okay. Oh well. Yeah. I'm curious now. I never.
Yeah.
Never
check
saw
that out.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so you still couldn't do nude shows?
I don't. I would not do that. No. I don't think so.
I couldn't do it either.
Yeah.
I don't even think I could go visit the resort. I told Ashley.
But actually, nobody asked me. But I don't. I think it's. I think it'll be hard for me. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe everyone should try it once.
Yeah.
Don't knock it till you try it, right?
I mean, I didn't think I would have a good time. I got a lot of stuff going on with my body, and I was like, I don't want to. Like, up until, like, 2 hours before, I was like, I'm going to bail. Mm-hmm. And then I did it, and I loved it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great, Ashley.
Yeah. That is great.
Yeah.
And you have a cool hat on.
Thank you.
What's your hat? I like that hat.
North Standard.
That's a cool hat. Are you allowed wearing hats at a nudist resort?
I didn't. And that's the thing I'm most insecure about is my forehead.
Fuck, dude, that's crazy. I never thought about that. I never thought about that until right now.
You can look at my butt. You can look at my boobs. Yeah. Don't look at my massive forehead.
I think now in hindsight, I could probably do it. I wouldn't be able to take off my hat.
Yeah, I did. I did. I took off my glasses, too. And I was like, what is my identity now? Like, I'm not wearing a plaid shirt. Like, nobody would even know I was a lesbian.
Yeah.
I was like, what? It was so hard to do stand-up without, like, I usually wear, like, a bow tie or a suit.
That's
or, like,
to the look and the character
hat.
And the...
Yeah, and I'm like, man, I've got to really, like, tell these people who I am quick because they're not seeing it. They're just seeing this gorgeous set of tits. Yeah, so that's weird because I never thought about how much your clothes present to the audience. Like, I think about what I'm going to wear every time I get on stage. And usually I'm dressed like a ventriloquist dummy or, you know, a magician. I don't know if you're familiar with my work. But yeah, so it's weird to not have that. I just look like, without my hat and my glasses, I'm so blank.
But you had to not wear your glasses, or you wanted
to?
They
got really fogged up because of all the nudes around me. So I had to take them off. Everybody was nude. They were so foggy. No, that's legit. My glasses were filthy.
There's so much body heat coming out. That's so interesting.
I took them off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so, I don't know. I couldn't take the hat off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was weird.
Oh, well, all right. Nudist resorts, huh? I could talk about it all day long, I guess. I've been doing that.
So we'll, you know, if Carol wants to perform, or Todd for that matter, and they're listening, please give Leanne a call and we'll be happy to try to squeeze you into one of the shows. And if you are interested in watching stand-up comics, we might even try to do one in the city at some point. I know that in, I think it's New York, Boston, and LA all have had or still have nude stand-up comics with various different rules. In some cases, the audience is nude. Sometimes it's clothing optional. Sometimes the performers are nude. So we may do the same thing in Toronto and have a comedy club. But of course, if I have anything to do with it, it will be nudity mandatory so that everybody's comfortable, because what Ashley experienced is the result of an environment where everyone is equal. And she didn't feel like she was being looked at, or that she was putting on a nude show. She just happened to be nude for her stand-up comedy. So keep an eye on our blog and our social media if we're doing anything in in a comedy club in Toronto. We'll be posting it there, that's for sure. So that'll be all for this episode of the Naturist Living Show. Thank you so much for listening. Again, my name is Stéphane Deschaines, and I'm your host for this podcast and the owner of Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park. Thank you so much to Sean Mitchell, who makes putting this show together possible, because he does a lot of the time-consuming editing that is necessary to put this together so we can make it live. You'll find links to the items we mentioned during the podcast in the show notes on our website, which is naturistliving.bearoaks, B-A-R-E, of course, bearoaks.ca, because we are in Canada. You can send us email. I read everything. I may not be able to respond to all the volume of correspondence we get, but I do read everything. The show's email address is naturistliving, one word again, at bearoaks.ca. You can also call and leave a comment, and if it's interesting, we will put it on the show, and we'd love to hear it, and we'd love to be putting on listeners on the show. So if you want to be heard on the show and you have something interesting to say, give us a call. The show's phone number is the Bear Oaks phone number, which is 905-473-6060, and it's country code 1 if you are outside of North America. Or you can call toll-free 1-888-373-9124 if you are in North America, or Skype us at Bear Oaks. And no matter which one you do, you end up in the Bear Oaks phone system. And the show's extension is 333. You can record it. You can retry. You can even delete it at the end if you don't like it. So there's no commitment. I hope you enjoyed this show. And then you'll join us again for the next episode of the Naturist Living Show.
This episode of the Naturist Living Show was brought to you by Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park, traditional naturist values in a modern setting. Traditional values means that naturism is more than just taking your clothes off. It is a life philosophy with physical, psychological, environmental, social, and moral benefits. Bear Oaks Family Naturist Park strives to promote those naturist values in a modern setting that provides the amenities and services that our members and visitors expect. Free your body, free your mind. Learn more at www.bearoaks.ca.